I need to be in this place where I'm thirsty, as my soul thirsts for God, because this is where I find fulfillment. This is where I find relief. This in God alone. I'll tell you where my God is. He is helping through the hands of those who love him. If you don't believe me, look around this world and you will see people doing some wonderful, wonderful things for God. And I'm thankful for that.
Welcome to Friendly Connection. Friendly Connection is the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman.
Understand that each one of you in this room can share the good news of Christ in a way that I cannot.
Friendly Connection is an inspirational and encouraging weekly walk through the Word.
Think about the number of us, no matter how young or old you are, in this room. How many lives each of us could touch and change this week by redeeming the time.
We at Friendly Connection pray that today's message will be an encouragement as you live out your faith.
That is essential. If you are doing any kind of work for the kingdom of God, it's important that you know your identity in Christ Jesus.
Now, let's go to today's message.
In Psalms 42, we see how to say it is well with our soul in any circumstance. So I invite you, if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Psalms 42. We're going to look at the entirety of the Psalm, verses 1 through 11. But Psalms 42, it reads like this. As a deer pants for the water streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been a flood, have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul. How I would go with the throng and lead them in the procession to the house of God, with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? My hope is in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore, I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon and of Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day, the Lord commands his steadfast love, and at night, his song is with me. A prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because the oppression of my enemies? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you troubled within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him, my salvation and my God. So if you want to know beyond any shadow of doubt, you can say or sing, it is well with my soul. Psalms 42 is the blueprint. It tells you exactly how to do that. Now, let me just give you a little backstory on Psalms 42. Psalms 42 is the beginning of the second part of Psalms. Some call this book 2. But from Psalms 42 to Psalms 72, this is the second part of the Psalms. Psalms 42 is associated with the sons of Korah. Many believe this is probably a group of people who are related back to Korah. We remember Korah fell into rebellion right after the Exodus. You can read all about that in Numbers 26. But as you remember, he went against Moses, the ground opened up, and took Korah. And so it's believed that these are probably a people who are related to Korah. But during the reign of David and his son Solomon, it is believed that the sons of Korah were very influential in leading the worship in Israel. So this is one of the psalms that is associated with the sons of Korah. So the sons of Korah in Psalm 42 tell us how to perpetually know if it is well with our soul. And they start with the very first verses. As the deer pants after the water brooks, so pants my soul after God. Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for God? You know, I think it's so interesting how in the Psalms, so many of the things that describe God, we see Jesus describe himself in the New Testament. We see God described as light in the Psalms. And what does Jesus say in the New Testament? I am the light of the world. What else does Jesus say in the New Testament? I am the living water. And here in Psalms 42, we're seeing the sons of Korah say, I long, I thirst for God. And the only way this thirst could ever be quenched is by God himself. And when he is quenching my thirst, I can truly say it is well with my soul. Even though hell may war against me, if I'm in those places with God, thirsting for him, finding my refuge in him, finding my thirst quenched in him, I can truly say it is well with my soul. And then in Psalms 42, we see different aspects of things that can come against a believer. The first thing that is sort of subtly mentioned here, it's the voice of others. How many times have the voice of others in your life, whether it be the news, the radio, social media, friends, so-called friends, family members, how many times have they said, and maybe even well-meaning, have said something very slight, but you take it in and you take it to heart and you're like, should I really think about that? Or should I trust God? Should I start to worry? Or should I trust God? Well, we know the answer is trust God. But myself included, how many times does those voices slide in and we're like, oh, maybe I should be concerned. Maybe I should worry. Maybe I should not trust God in this situation. Psalms 42 is really putting a prohibition on this. No, don't do that. So the way that the voice comes in Psalms 42 is this: where is your God? And how many times does this happen to Christians? Something arises in the world. Some of our unsaved friends, or maybe friends who just aren't at the same place spiritually as we are, will come to us and say, well, where is your God in all of this? In all this chaos, where is God? Of course, as Christians, we know God is on his throne. That nothing catches him off guard. Nothing takes him by surprise. He's in control of all. We also know that for us who believe, he's enthroned in the lives, in our hearts, through his Holy Spirit indwelling us. So one of the answers we could potentially give to our friends is this: look for the Christian helpers who are being the hands and feet of God right here in this situation and in this circumstance. You know, sometimes people don't want to hear that answer, but that's a true answer. God is working, and many times he works through us. And that's why it's so important that we are faithfully doing what he has called us to do. So many times, the doubt will try to come in through the voice of others. And that's what I believe the psalmist is subtly saying here. Where's your God? Where's your God? But the psalmist keeps going back to this idea. I need to be in this place where I'm thirsting, as my soul thirsts for God, because this is where I find fulfillment. This is where I find relief. This in God, in God alone. I'll tell you where my God is. He is helping through the hands of those who love him. If you don't believe me, look around this world and you will see people doing some wonderful, wonderful things for God. And I'm thankful for that. So the next thing that the psalmist talks about, I believe, subtly, is self. The self. Scripture tells us we have to crucify our flesh, what, once upon a time? Weekly? Monthly? No, daily. We have to crucify our flesh daily because it is so easy to surrender to our feelings. And I believe very subtly, that's what the psalmist is saying here in verse 5. Why is my soul cast down? Why are you in turmoil within me? Why are these feelings flooding in and trying to take over? Ultimately, the psalmist is saying, I'm not going to bow down. I'm not going to surrender to feelings. I'm not going to surrender to self. I'm not going to make myself the Lord and Savior of my life. I go to my source, God. I pant after him. I long for him. His water can only fill me, can only satisfy me. So I can't bow to self. I must bow to God. Then the psalmist goes on to say, and I believe we could take this many different ways. We could say nature, truly as a nature. Or we could say life storms, because we all face life storms, some very difficult life storms, storms that are harder than any natural storm that occurs in nature. We could even say spiritual storms, because I'm sure we've all been through some spiritual storms in our life. But here's what the psalmist says, verse 7, deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers, your waves have gone over me. Have you ever been in a life storm where you just felt like the waves were crashing over you, that you were drowning, that there was no hope? Have you ever been to that place? I've been to that place a couple of times. But here's what the psalmist says in Psalms 42. The psalmist says, these are yours, God. Now, I'm not saying that God puts storms on people, but I do believe that God allows storms in life and storms in nature and spiritual storms for a purpose. And I think it's good for us to look for the purpose of those things that we're going through. And maybe even subtly, that's what the psalmist is doing here, looking for the purpose, because the psalmist says, these are your waves that are crashing. These are your waterfalls coming down on me. I believe the psalmist is saying, I see the purpose and the value, because this is building me more into the person God is wanting me to be. Because I can say this, every storm I've ever faced, whether in the natural, the spiritual, or just life storms, each one has drawn me a little closer to Christ. Each one has caused me to trust God a little more. Were they hard going through? Absolutely. Were there times that I thought I wouldn't make it? Absolutely. But has God brought me through every time? Absolutely. Otherwise, I wouldn't be standing before you this morning. You know, I used to joke, and still do occasionally, that ministry is one of those things that I quit every day. I'm done. You know, how many times do we get like that? I'm done with life. I'm done with farming. I'm done with ministry. I'm done with teaching. I'm done with banking. I'm done with real estate. Whatever your call in life might be, how many times you've been like, I'm done. I quit. No, God says, keep going. Your call is without repentance.
I hope you will join us again for Friendly Connection so we can explore God's Word together. Blessings.